It's time to rummage through your pantry. Feds Feed Families is in full swing. The annual food drive is a collaborative effort. It's led by the Agriculture Department with some help from the Chief Human Capital Officers Council and agencies. Last year, federal employees donated nearly 9 million pounds of food. Can they beat it this year? Karen Comfort is National Program Manager for Feds Feed Families, and she joins us now. Karen, hi.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
So, Karen, are you going to top that 9 million pounds of food this year?
Absolutely. We are planning to beat our best this year, and our stretch goal is 10 million pounds of food.
All right. So does that include the cans?
That includes perishable and non-perishable food items.
So tell us a little bit about the program and how it works for those of us who aren't so familiar. Is it simply that you have boxes set up at all agencies where people can come and drop off their goods?
So we have about 37 federal agencies and departments besides USDA participating this year in Feds Feeds Family. And they have boxes and donations all throughout their federal facilities in the United States, and I want to emphasize that this is a nationwide campaign, and we even have federal employees who are located overseas who are participating, and employees just drop their donations in their boxes, and they're weighed and then dropped off to here in the National Capital Area, the Capital Area Food Bank, or their local food bank or pantry located throughout the U.S. or in their local community overseas.
And so you have already put the containers in place. How long do people have to donate at this point?
So the campaign is well underway, and they have until August the 27th, which is the time frame in which the campaign wraps up. But they have other ways in which they could participate in the campaign. One of the ways we are planning to reach our stretch goal is through gleaning. So gleaning is something that helped us to get to the close to 9 million pounds donated last year. And for those of you that are not familiar with gleaning, gleaning is when we have farms across the United States that have crops left in their field. And because these farmers have no market or outlet to sell their crops, these farmers are not going to go out and hire labor to harvest this crop. So those crops are typically left in the field. They're eventually plowed under so the farmer can rotate over to a new crop. And gleaning gives us an opportunity to go into these fields and harvest perfectly edible, nutritious crops that will go on to food banks, food pantries, and soup kitchens. So it's a great opportunity for employees who don't have any extra or disposable income to purchase food items, to donate, to participate, or to give in some other way. We also have online donations. So for those of us that are in a national capital area, we are commuters and we're on metro, we're on commuter trains such as VRE, we're in our van pools, and so we typically have a challenge when we want to lug or haul large sums of food on those modes of transportation. Where online giving gives you the opportunity to go to your favorite online retailer and just indicate in the shipping address Feds Feeds Family, the name of your agency, and also go ahead and ship that on to your local food bank or your favorite food bank or the Capital Area Food Bank. So there's, other than those drop boxes, there are other ways employees can give and get involved into Feds Feeds Family.
We're speaking with Karen Comfort. She's National Program Manager for Feds Feed Families from the Agriculture Department. So it sounds like getting back to that gleaning idea that you've read your Leviticus.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Gleaning in the biblical days was something that was very, very popular, and you had the reapers out there that whatever was left in the field, they were allowed to go out there and get it. There is so much food that gets left in fields all throughout the United States. And again, as I said, it's perfectly edible food, but they don't have the labor to go out and harvest it. And, of course, that would cost them money. They allow us to get out there in their fields, and this is nationwide that we have those farmers that allow us to do that and go and glean. As a matter of fact, we have two dates coming up in the month of June, June the 21st and June the 28th. We'll have federal employees, and those are Saturdays. We'll have federal employees out at Eagle Tree Farm, which is in Colonial Beach, Virginia, gleaning. And there's opportunities to glean 7 days a week. So we are really motivated. It was USDA's secret weapon last year because the the different federal departments have a little competition that goes on, and we shared our secret. We wanted to open it up to all of the federal government and say, hey, you know, there's this great opportunity out there. Get involved in it. And we have several departments that are already out the gate.
So, Karen, maybe you're doing this, or maybe this is just an idea for future years. But what about the sort of gleaning from grocery stores and other, say, these fancy, I'm thinking about the fancy, gourmet grocery stores in this area that don't want to sell, say, a cucumber that is curved the wrong way or something like that?
Absolutely. We will take it. They just, you know, can get
the
it.
The ones that the European Union says aren't good enough, you know, that sort of thing.
I perfectly understand. And that's oftentimes, too, Emily, the case with produce that gets left in a field as well. If it doesn't, you know, meet the correct size or shape, then, of course, they are not able to sell it. And, again, it's just perfectly edible food. So we, you know, we're very much open to if we have grocers or we have restaurants that need to get rid of that, we will take it at the local food banks or the local pantries.
Maybe you could make buttons. I'm a gleaner cleaner. Just to, you know, kind of get the spirit going a little bit.
Maybe so. I like that idea. I really like that idea. We could do that. To get people, there's just already so much enthusiasm around the campaign, but, you know, anything to continue to keep people motivated all the way through the month of August, I like that idea a lot, Tom.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, Karen, about that. I mean, now you're just kicking off, so I'm sure people are, like we mentioned, you know, they're going through their pantries, they've got stuff that they've been waiting to, but how are you going to motivate people in those sort of dog days or when people are on vacation and it's just a little bit slower or they've already raided their pantries? How will you get them involved?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Emily. I just want to tell you that there's already so much enthusiasm and energy as it relates to this Feds Feeds family. Even before I was named the 2014 Federal Program Manager, my predecessor, Doug Keeler, he was getting calls from all various departments about when is this campaign starting? Is it going to happen again? Federal agencies wanted to get a head start. I honestly think that, you know, the enthusiasm is just going to continue right through the summer months. Federal employees are wonderful employees. They are very generous. They are very kind. And just that spirit of public service, it just continues to go on and on. We're going into the six-year Feds Feeds family, and every year we be our best. So we just keep it fun. We have events. They have chili cook-offs. 1 year, USDA had the X Games. We just have various activities.
All right. Well, listen, we have to run. Karen Comfort is the National Program Manager for Feds Feed Families. With you in charge, I think you're going to make 11 million pounds. Thanks for joining us.
Thank